Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Live, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No Doubt continues now. This is hour two of two, and this is the broadcast for December the 29th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Promoting God, family, and country, protecting life, liberty, and property, rejecting revolution, standing for peaceful restoration is the order of the day on Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen. 25 incredible years in broadcasting plus, and we're continuing in 2022 with an effort to double down on truth telling. We've been truth telling for 25 years. How do we ratchet it up? How do we stand even more bold? How do we become even more noble? How do we become more truth telling? Man, that's a tall order, but we're going to do our very best, ladies and gentlemen, to get it done in 2022. I say it's a tall order because, man, we already do our best to double down as truth tellers, right? Well, all I can tell you is we're going to quadruple down then, tentuple down, whatever term you got to do, right? The CDC now is investigating 86 cruise ships with COVID-19 outbreaks. When they told you the outbreaks were breakthrough infections for the vaccinated, was rare. That's a lie. 86 ships now. All these people are going on these ships are vaccinated, folks. Mandated by, I don't know who. Not by your government. The courts have shut down bureaucrats and their mandates, right? Joe got shut down by courts left and right, didn't he? By business. By folks that are literally taking a suggestion from the president, rejected by the courts, and now mandating it on their cruise ships. Even Ron DeSantis in Florida rejecting that narrative. But nevertheless, you've got all kinds of infections breaking out. The vaxxed are getting the vaxxed sick. What does the government do? Reduces the incubation time and the isolation time from 10 days to 5. Without science, without evidence, I'm not defending the 10-day quarantine or the 5-day quarantine. I'm just telling you that they're running around without any facts, any science. Now, Fauci is going to be retiring soon, I'm sure, at some point, if they don't fire him first. But they can't fire him. The people love old Anthony. They love old Tony Fauci. They love the lies coming from the administration, right? Well, check it out now. New headline says this about whacked out Fauci. Dishonest Fauci. Report puts Fauci's retirement at $350K per year. Biggest in U.S. government pension history. That's what we're going to give Fauci for abusing the people, for lying for like 50 years on AIDS, on COVID, on everything else. We're going to let this guy retire just right off into the sunset. And the taxpayers are going to pay $350,000 per year forever for this guy. Till he dies. Now, even with all that, I don't wish death on Fauci. I pray for Fauci. I pray that he comes to his senses. I pray that he decides to be a truth teller, that he decides to lay out, you know what, I've been wrong about this, or I've intentionally deceived. However bold the truth needs to get, let it be. Repentance can come to even Anthony. Even Tony can repent and tell the truth. And I pray that's what happens. I don't wish any ill to him. Now, I wish we, the taxpayers, would come to our senses and say, you're not getting $350,000 a year in your retirement. That's not happening, sir. And you could say, well, wait a minute, we made a promise to him, we got to keep it. No. Not if he lied and perjured himself before Congress and gets fired first. Pensions aren't, no matter what, are they? If they are, then we need to pay Fauci and keep our commitments, but we also need to change the law so that doesn't happen ever in the future again. Anyway, so report puts Fauci's retirement at $350K a year. That's more than the president. That's bigger than anybody else in history, in pension government history. It's insane. All right, people are wondering why the heck are Omicron symptoms mimicking the cold? Why do they resemble the common cold, you ask? Well, I'll tell you. Here's why. The Omicron variant of the coronavirus might have symptoms similar to the common cold because the new variant literally has genetic code from the common cold inside of it. Yes, that's what Reuters says anyway. The Omicron variant likely acquired a mutation of one of its more than 30 mutations as part of the common cold. Now, I don't think that's a big deal. That's just information we're gaining knowledge of that the CDC is admitting and everybody else is admitting. Today, this new variant, the Omicron variant or whatever, has less, what's the word I want to use? Less deadly, less hospitalizations resulting. It's milder because it doesn't attack your lower lungs. It attacks your upper lungs, so it's a respiratory problem, but it's not near as bad. And people are struggling to tell if it's the cold or the cocoa. And they say one of the biggest ways you can tell if it's the coronavirus, quote, Omicron variant, or whether it's a cold, is a cold comes on slowly, whereas the Omicron comes on fast. If it comes on fast and you have a headache, it's most likely the, quote, Omicron variant of the cocoa, not a common cold. If it comes on slowly, then it's probably the common cold. They also then say, hey, it's hard to tell between the corona, Omicron variant, and the flu and the cold. Well, remember at the start of this 2 years ago when guys like me were comparing this to the cold and to the flu and they said, oh my gosh, how ignorant can you be? This isn't even close to the cold. This isn't even close to the flu. It's a whole different virulent strain that's much more virulent and much more spreading, if you will, much more dangerous. It's killing people left and right. It's how dare you compare it to the cold? It just shows your scientific ignorance. How dare you compare it to the flu? It just shows your scientific Neanderthal views. You don't have a clue. You're peddling fake news. You're ignorant as all get out, they used to say. Now they're telling me, hey, how do you tell between a common cold and the cocoa, latest variant? How do you tell between the flu and the cocoa coming? Now they're admitting all that we're admitting. They're also saying we're having trouble testing for the Omicron. We don't really have the ability, unless we gene sequence, to tell the difference between Delta variant and, quote, Omicron variant. And it's very hard for us to tell the difference between the flu and the cold and the cocoa, and we don't really know, and our testing isn't accurate. And by the way, we didn't really get the testing ratcheted up like we should have, and now we're mandating all these tests to come back to government schools and everywhere else. But since we don't have the tests and we can't test and there's no way to get the tests, we're having to back off of our mandates, and we don't know what we're doing. Isn't that what's going on, really? And then we're going to give Fauci a massive, the biggest pension in U.S. history. U.S. government pension history, the biggest, goes to Tony Fauci. Of all people, this is, I mean, this should make you livid, folks. Why the Omicron variant symptoms mimic the common cold? Well, because they got the cocoa baked into the cold now, or the cold baked into the cocoa now. We're not sure. They used to tell you they were so separate, and how dare you Neanderthals mix up science. Now they're saying, hey, they're literally together. There's literally genetic code from the cold and the cocoa virus now. By the way, the CDC got caught again being dishonest with the people, peddling fake news. All right, come on, you fake news people. Let's stand up. Let's get her done. Let's talk about who's peddling fake news. Facebook had to admit their fact-checking was nothing but opinion. They got caught. Now it's the CDC's time to get caught. Here it is. CDC cuts its estimate of prevalence of Omicron. All right, this is very important, folks. Delta, not Omicron, was the dominant variant in the United States in the week ending December the 18th. Let me say that again. Delta, not Omicron, was the dominant variant in the United States in the week ending December the 18th. Now, the CDC told you that it was not Delta, that it was Omicron. Well, now they have to change their opinion because they lied. Well, you can say they got mixed up. No, well, you can say their projections weren't right. No, Remember, they only follow the science, ladies and gentlemen, and attacking Fauci is like attacking the science, right? But Delta, not Omicron, was the prominent variant. Well, the CDC said they have to change their opinion now. Oh, they're not talking scientific fact, they're talking opinion? That's right. They're not talking reality in numbers, they're talking about estimates? That's right. The term we use is a WAG. It stands for a wild A star star guess. The CDC in the beginning estimated that the Omicron variant now accounts for roughly 59% of all cases in the United States. Well, that's not what they said a week ago. They say it's a significant decrease from the agency's previous estimate. So now they're admitting that it's just an estimate. But their estimate was wrong. The update, they say, shows how hard it is to track the variant in real time. Well, I agree. And I'm not saying they can track it. But don't run around and act like you're just the science guys. And anybody who disagrees with you is out in the weeds and peddling fake news and ignorant and your enemy and a terrorist. Don't do that. Because you're lying to the people. All you're doing is putting forth your WAG, wild egg guess. It turns out how poorly the agency has communicated its uncertainty, folks. Last week, the CDC said Omicron accounted for 73% of variants circulating in the United States. Now they've adjusted that WAG to 59%. They don't even know. And they admit it. I'll prove it in seconds on your radio.
Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Decades after Jimmy Carter, Joe Biden picked up where he left off. With America surrendering to terrorists, Biden's foolish spending is causing inflation, which means more pain at the pump, higher prices on groceries, devaluing your retirement savings when you need it most. Once was a mistake. Twice is a disaster. America needs strong leaders, not weak ones. Save America JFC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so the CDC changes its estimate. You see, they act like it's fact when they report it all the time. They act like we're peddling fake news, but now they admit it's an estimate. It's a WAG, a wild A guess. All right, they now change their estimate of variance. They realized that, A, Delta, not Omicron, was the primary driver of illness in the United States, ending in December 18th. They admit that, so they totally changed. They said it was Omicron. Now they admit it was Delta. Dr. Scott Gottlieb, he's the former commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration, suggested on Twitter now that that could mean that a significant number of the hospitalizations were because of Delta, not Omicron. Why is that so significant, ladies and gentlemen? Why do I focus on that change? I'm not trying to take advantage of the CDC of their words. I'm not trying to attack them because they're trying to deal with a very rapid changing scientifically environment. Okay, I'm focusing on this because it's principle. They act like they got the facts and they're only science. And if you ever attack anything they say, you're attacking science. But now we realize that they've just got estimates and their estimates were wrong and they had to completely change. Why does that matter? Because Omicron isn't putting people in the hospitals. Delta has, for sure, but Omicron, for the most part, is not killing people. We've got one death in the United States, and we've heard of Omicron for like a month now. 3 weeks at least, right? Okay, so the reason it's so important is because they're acting like right now you got to shut everybody down, kick your relatives that are non-vaccinated out of Christmas, says whacked out Fauci. Don't have a New Year's party because you'll get everybody sick and everybody will die. Get vaccinated. Now we're finding out that 86 cruise ships, all of the people vaccinated are having breakthrough infections all the time. Airplane pilots that are all vaccinated can't fly because they're all sick. And they're running around. Okay, this is where the science starts to break down. And you realize that they're just involved in opinion too. And so when they want you to believe everybody's going to the hospital, oh my gosh, the hospitals are overwhelmed. Everybody, no, it's because of the Delta variant that's phasing out and the Omicron variant is what's cranking up, but that's not putting people in the hospitals. And at first, the way the CDC reported it, you would believe people are going to hospitals big time because of the Omicron variant, because they said the Omicron variant was dominant. Well, it's not true. They say hospitalizations typically lag several weeks behind initial infections. Well, then, if you know that CDC, why didn't you then back off and say, we don't know what's driving this yet? We don't know if it's Delta or Omicron. The hospital numbers lag several weeks, and so we don't really have a good handle on it yet. But they spoke as if they were peddling fact, when scientifically they knew it wasn't fact. They knew this lag occurs, but they spoke out anyway because they're so drunk, hungry for power, that they want to just tell you anything and act like they're the god. And they're not, and they lie, and they get caught, and the proof continues. Experts now say they were not surprised by the revisions. So not only do they know it's by guess and by golly, that it's a wild a guess, a wag at best, that it's nothing but an estimate, they expect it to be revised. So they know it's not even the real numbers. But I'm telling you, the unsuspecting public, I mean, who could challenge the science? And I've had 1,000 people or more come to me and say, Sam, how can you say the things you're saying on the radio? You're not a doctor. You're not a scientist. You're just a redneck commentator, buddy. And what gives you the right to speak out? What gives me the right is I understand. I'm a pretty smart redneck. I'm a high-tech redneck, folks. And I know enough to do the who, what, when, where, why of a story, which the mainstream press seems to fail regularly to do. And I know that the hospitalizations lag. And I know that the science is a guess and by golly by these people. And the proof is now in the pudding. Every time I speak out, I get vindicated over and over and over. Have I missed a few? Sure, I've been on the radio 25 plus years. But when I miss a few, I come on the radio and apologize and straighten it out. Oh, would the mainstream press and would your government led by whacked out Fauci and creepy Joe, would they do the same? I think not. Joe got in a battle with a reporter just the other day. And the reporter's like, didn't you kind of miss this thing on the testing? I mean, you don't have testing ratcheted up. Now we're all caught flat-footed. And Joe argued with the reporter. He's like, no, we didn't mess up here. We could have never known. That's not true. You knew that a COVID outbreak could happen at any moment for 2 years, Joe. Don't lie to me now. I'm not Judge Judy. Come on now. We've known that an outbreak could happen. They've been telling you an outbreak could happen every single day, so many times a day that you're sick of it. But Joe's like, no, we didn't miss this. We didn't do wrong. Now they're admitting that Joe kind of got caught flat-footed and he didn't do a good job, that we should have had testing in place. And then I released the article to you that says Joe had an offer back in October to crank up testing. And Joe, whacked out Joe, who says he didn't miss it, turned that offer down. And I've been the one saying to you, tests are super hard to get a hold of. Everybody can't test every day. Everybody can't test all the time. I tried to get a COVID test for the longest time, and it was like pulling teeth to get one. I had to talk to doctors. And then doctors are like, well, we can't recommend a test for you. And we can't this and we can't that. And then I get a test. And then they said, we can't even help you interpret the results of your test. And it goes on and on. I've been through all this. I've been tested for COVID several ways, several times. I've been tested for the PRC test or whatever they call it, the antibody test, all the different tests. And it's hard to get a test. And we really had sick people in our family, and we tried to go get a test. And the testing place that the internet said was open and rolling, we went to, and there was not a single person there. They told you we had a hospitalizations, and they cranked up a big hospital out in the ocean in New York or whatever it was, and then they eventually took down that military hospital because it wasn't even needed. These are the people that told you, don't wear a mask, you don't need one. And then they came back and lied and said, well, you do need one, but we told you you didn't because we didn't want you to take all the masks from the medical personnel, the frontline people who need it most. Those are the frontline people that were heroes in the first place. And now the frontline people that know better on vaccines, know the truth, don't want to take the vaccines. And now instead of heroes, they're terrorists. They're enemies. Shut them down, ruin their careers, fire them all. See, you say, well, Sam, why are you so mad? Because the CDC changes its estimate now. We all were thinking that the Omicron was putting people in the hospitals, and that turns out to be false. It isn't true. Fake news. Because why? The CDC jumped the gun in their quest for power, and they knew that it was several weeks lag on these hospitalizations. Given that the CDC estimates are rough guesses, the article continues. So now we got these, you know, facts that the CDC rolls out, and we realize that these are rough guesses. That's what I mean by a wild A star guess. They're rough. They're not even factual. They're not even scientific. A rough guess is not scientific, ladies and gentlemen. They say with a quote, wide range of possible values. They call them confidence intervals. So now you're doing these wild, crazy guesses, these rough estimates based on these confidence values. Well, ladies and gentlemen, now they're playing the con game with wild A guesses, and they're acting like it's the science. And now they get caught, and they literally have to change from claiming that it was the Omicron variant to where it was the D variant that's putting people in the hospitals. They were wrong. Here's then they double down and highlight this even more. Cases of Omicron, well, cases of Delta, any cases, can only be confirmed with gene or genetic sequencing. You got that? So whenever they tell you that, they don't know. They say which is performed on just a portion of samples across the country. So now, folks, it's kind of like the pollsters. Okay? These scientists are using kind of pollster mentality to go ahead and WAG, wild A guess, these likelihoods. They sequence a few people, and then they extrapolate that to the society at whole, and they don't even know what they're talking about. They say Omicron is spreading still extremely fast. That's true, but they don't know how fast. Still, they say the CDC did a poor job communicating the uncertainty of its estimates. Now, let me tell you why they do a poor job at communicating the uncertainty of their estimates, because they're lying to you and pretending there's the scientists, and all they're doing is following the scientific fact. And if you ever disagree, you're out of step with science. Joke and spew a lie from the CDC, and it's fine, even though he has no credentials, no degrees whatsoever. But all the doctors and the scientists who disagree, oh, they're terrorists. They're spreading falsehoods. They're telling their tale without evidence. But the wild egg guesses of the CDC are evidence? You dishonest liars from the pit of hell. You can say, Sam, you're sure on one today. You're darn right I am. Because they're literally locking people down. They're literally in New York now going into restaurants and arresting people who don't have a vaccination card. It's time to step up the bold, clear reality check. And I'm going to do it right now on your radio, baby. The agency, by the way, that's the, quote, CDC, they say has had a series of missteps during the pandemic. I'm going to come back to that in seconds. I wouldn't call them missteps. I would call them intentional lies, pretending they're based on science. I'm here to prove they're lying to you, and they're not based on science at all. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former Nevada Democrat Senator and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid died Tuesday after a lengthy battle with pancreatic cancer. President Obama on MSNBC upon hearing the news.
And work to get something. And he has never forgotten the path he took. And, you know, he knows that there are searchlights all across the country, and their kids just like he was.
Senator Reid was 82. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas made a rare visit to Israel for talks on economic and security issues with Israel's defense chief, Benny Gantz, last night, Israel time. It was the Palestinian leader's first such visit to Israel in more than a decade. It's being reported the two talked about implementation of economic and civilian measures and emphasized the importance of deepening security coordination and preventing terror and violence. USA Radio News.
Thank you.
That's just a few of the Track Grabber owners saying thank you. Track Grabber is a unique and simple tool to add extreme traction to your car or truck when you need it. The Track Grabber patented extreme traction kit includes a mounting strap and traction blocks tough enough to lift you out of almost anywhere. Track Grabber Extreme Traction has long been the secret of the U.S. Border Patrol, the Department of Justice, the South Dakota Highway Patrol, and many more. Now, they're available to you. Be the hero this year. Give the gift of rescue. Skip the stuck. Don't have your loved ones waiting for help. Track Grabber installs as easily as a jumper cable. In minutes, you'll have the extreme traction to get on stable ground. All the details are at trackgrabber.com. That's TRACGRABBER.com. That's trackgrabber.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR for 20% off. Flights are limited. Trackgrabber.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR.
The cruise ship industry is under the watchful eye of the CDC.
The CDC is actively investigating or observing 86 cruise ships following COVID-19 outbreaks on board. The affected cruise lines include Disney, Carnival, Royal Caribbean, and Norwegian. The cruise ship industry staged a comeback in September and put several preventative measures in place to curb the spread of the virus. In the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
On Tuesday, the FAA confirmed in a preliminary report that there were two crew members and two passengers killed in a plane crash east of San Diego in El Cajon. The Learjet belonged to AeroMedevac and offers air ambulance and air transportation services for critical care patients. The National Transportation Safety Board said the small jet was on an instrument approach to runway 17 at Gillespie Field just before crashing a mile and a half from the runway. Rain may have played a factor. We're wishing you and your family all the best for 2022. We are USA Radio News.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
I'm live on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm absolutely fired up. Some people are saying, Sam, you're on full auto today. Let's not think we're talking bullets. We're talking about rapid fire, freedom of speech, baby. And I am on full auto because I'm fired up and frustrated with the dishonesty of your government in bed with the mainstream press. Okay, I can't take it anymore. Whenever I speak out, they say you're a terrorist. You're spreading fake news. Shut him down. This guy's a bad guy. He's an extremist. He's a whatever. And now we find out that the CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the agency has had a series of missteps during the pandemic is what they call it. Now, I say they're outright lies. And you say, Sam, why are you so hard on them? My gosh, they're just trying to get it right. It's a fast-paced, changing scientific reality. No. The reason that I'm so hard on them is because they're so hard on me. Okay, if we ever disagree on anything, they don't just say we disagree. We have a right to our opinions. We're doing our best to follow the science. He can say what he wants. They're not kind and polite and civil like that. What they do is they say, you're spreading fake news. Kick him off all these platforms. Deplatform him and his lies. Let's stick the FBI on this guy. Let's discredit him and destroy his career. Let's attack his reputation. And it goes on and on and on. But then if they have a misstep, and I turn out to be right, we don't say fire them. Well, I do, but they don't. right? Okay, and so they're so hard on me. If they were just honest about their guesstimations, their WAGs, as I call them, the wide reality check, okay, I would be kind to them, saying, you know what, they are doing their best, and they're trying to keep up, and it's very hard. It's like the weathermen. We don't have great tools in this fast-paced, scientifically changing reality. I'd be very kind to them, too. But when they literally point the turret at me as if I'm the enemy, and somehow I'm the bad guy, somehow I'm dishonest and not genuine, but they are, and then when I attack the falsehoods they're spreading, and they say, you're attacking science. Ladies and gentlemen, they're the ones that sent out botched tests early on. Not me. That was your government. All right? When they shift guidance on masking, and they told you you didn't need a mask, and now they say you need one. And they even said, well, we lied to you because we had to. We didn't want you to take all the masks from the people who needed them. I'm the one that said you didn't need a mask. And I still maintain that masks don't do any good for the most part. In fact, in many cases, they make it worse. Why? Because you touch your face so much more often than if you don't wear a mask. Why? Because people are reusing masks over and over and over because they can't afford to buy a mask every day, every hour. And so when they use masks over and over, they're bringing infected masks into places. Okay, that's why these big old plastic things between people at the store and everything else aren't good. All they do is they redirect the air particles in a different place. They don't get rid of them. They just put them somewhere else. So the guy next to you or the guy behind you gets sick, not the store employee maybe. But it doesn't do any good. It's all bogus. Okay, remember, they're the ones that have now halved the isolation period from 10 days to 5 days. Yeah. They say for those who test positive and who are now asymptomatic. Well, we don't even know if the test positive is true. I'm the one that brought up to you about the PCR tests and how they'd use these cycles. And if the cycles are too high, I documented that Anthony Fauci admitted the tests are not accurate. So we know the tests aren't accurate. Even the CDC and Anthony Fauci admits that. Right? But now they want you to, if you've test positive, well, we don't know if that means anything or not. The new estimate of 59% is also a rough calculation, experts say, and they expect even the new number to be revised. I just want people to be aware that that's just an estimate. It's not a fact from sequenced confirmed cases, said Nathan Grubaugh. He's an epidemiologist at the Yale School of Public Health. Well, good for him. At least he's telling you the truth for once. I don't know how the CDC built their algorithm, he continues. But human beings made these programs, and humans are fallible. I guess that's what another guy at this other school of medicine said. So now they're admitting that they are using these algorithms. He doesn't even know how they made their algorithm, but he basically says, look, humans make these algorithms, and they make mistakes. Now, I would have a big understanding of that. I'm a computer guy for a living, right? I get algorithms, and I get that humans build them. But let's apply that now to race and to global warming. They want you to believe all the computers and all the white people are all racist to program these computers. And I submit to you that no, they just make mistakes in their algorithms. But when it comes to race, they just want to paint you as a white supremacist. Every program ever written is a racist program. Okay, where's the forgiveness there? Where's the forgiveness in the global warming thing saying, you know what? We can't even predict the weather a week away. We're not really positive on this global warming stuff. We just think that we're right. If it goes right, then they're going to double down and say, see, Sam, you were wrong, and they're going to attack me. But if I'm right, they're going to not say a word. Dr. O'Connor, for example, says scientists and healthcare providers need to do a much better job of communicating the uncertainty of the things that they're telling the people. Having the humility to acknowledge that there's a lot no one knows and is unknowable right now is really important. Amen to that. So my question for these goons is this. Are you going to be humble enough to admit that you don't know? Are you going to be humble enough to admit that you don't know what your experimental vaccines are doing to people and what the long-term repercussions of your grand experiment will be? That's what Dr. Ben Carson, lead surgeon in the world, says, and I believe him. But see, if Ben says that, he's a quack. If I believe him, I'm not following the science. I question Fauci's narrative, and I'm attacking science. They're not humbly saying, we're not really sure. We're not positive. Yes, Sam, the experimental vaccines might have serious downstream repercussions. We're not really sure. Why don't they blatantly admit that? No, they're doubling down and saying the vaccines are safe and effective, and you're highly protected when you take them. Doesn't matter what you see. Doesn't matter what you experience. Doesn't matter the reality. We're saying that they're safe and effective and that you're highly protected. And anybody who says that isn't accurate, I question that narrative, is somehow an enemy, is somehow spreading fake news. And anytime you attack them, you're attacking science. But the reality is now they're admitting they're not engaging in the scientific method or scientific reality or scientific fact. They're using polling equivalent, if you will, to determine if it's the Delta variant is what they call it, okay? Or if it's the Omicron. They don't really know. They made a guess and they were wrong and they had to correct it. And now they're saying, we're not surprised we had to correct it. We know they're just guesses anyway. And now they're saying, we're not going to be surprised if they change it again. Well, if they change it again and change it again and change it again, it's not science, ladies and gentlemen. Then they admit the only way to really know whether it's the Omicron variant or the Delta variant is to gene sequence, to do a genetic sequencing on every single person. Otherwise, they don't know for a fact. They don't have scientific evidence at all. They have nothing but a high-tech poll whose algorithms are subject to error by the people who built the algorithms. That's what they're talking about here, and I'm okay with that. Because at some point you can say society's just doing their best, Sam. We've got humans that are trying to get a handle on this thing. I have tremendous patience and tremendous respect for that reality. But I don't for the reality that says we're God, we're king, and we know, and anything you say is wrong, is fake news, is dishonest. I mean, look, Joe Biden literally said those who disagree with the vaccines are making big money to lie to you. Stop it. Ethics are the issue. Isn't that what he said? Isn't that what whacked out crazy Joe said? Well, this is what the deal. I'm not making money on telling you what I'm telling you. I don't make a penny. Okay? I'm not making any money. Believe it or not, now here's the next question. And the reason that I really want to double down on this. Listen to this headline. CDC fines over 83% of Americans had COVID antibodies before the Delta surge. Over 83% of Americans had COVID antibodies before the Delta surge. That article was released 9/3/2021. So September, not December, but September the 3rd, literally 3 months ago. Dara Roche, Newsweek, is who produced or, you know, printed the article. When we come back, I want to drill into this because I have serious questions. And don't you dare tell me that I'm the enemy of science. That's a lie. I am Sam Bushman. This is Liberty Roundtable Live. We call ourselves truth tellers for a reason.
My brother and two other boys were the ones that got in the car with her. And she was drunk. The road that goes to her house is like really windy. And she was taking that road at 80 to 100 miles per hour. And hit into the road barrier. Her door flung open. She ran out across the street to get away from it. And the other three boys were trapped in it. And the car exploded. And then when my mom found out about it, she called me at work. I don't care what you have to do. Just get up here to the hospital, y'all. I parked my car and I went inside. And they took us back to this little room. My mom told me that Jay had been killed. And I lost it. The other people, because they're like, Well, you can drink, but just be careful when you drink, you know? So, I don't want anything to do with it, because it took my brother away from me.
A public service message from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I maintain we're truth tellers for a reason. That reason is God, family, and country. That reason is honor and integrity. Ladies and gentlemen, that reason is the moral high ground. Thou shalt not bear false witness. And when Whacked Out Joe, some call him the president of the United States, when this guy says that I'm telling you lies about vaccinations, I say they're not safe, they're not effective, and they don't work, and they don't give you a high level of protection, as Joe says. He says Sam is lying to you. Sam has an ethics problem, and because Sam's making big money on those lies, stop it, he says. How am I making big money on the lies? I literally fund my own radio program with my own money. Now, thank heavens to all of those of you who have donated. But we, the people, have funded my efforts. I'm not making big money. I have a day job to fund my living and my family, ladies and gentlemen, and my wife works too. Don't act like I'm getting all rich, Joe, who gets 400 grand a year, literally four times plus the amount of money that I make. You've got a pension for life. I don't, Joe. You've got incredible health care that I'll never get, Joe. Let's talk about who's getting paid to spin what, shall we, Joe? You're the guy that you and your son, your whacked out son that makes babies with prostitutes and lies about it and gets caught lying, who then invests in foreign governments and foreign nations and then gets caught and cover it up so you can become president. You're the guy that's going to tell me that I'm lying for money, Joe? Why don't we just, Joe, have an open debate? I'll clear the decks. We'll get rid of my two-hour radio program daily limit, and we'll just go as long as the debate lasts, Joe. Come on the radio with me, and let's go blow for blow, not literally, but figuratively, via freedom of speech. We'll be thousands of miles apart. He'll be in the District of Criminals, and I'll be in the Olympic State of Utah and the Rocky Mountains, and we'll debate this thing, Joe. Come on. You want to do it? You want to talk about it, Joe? Let's see how quick you are on your feet. Let's go ahead and do a throwdown about who's telling the truth and who's lying and who's doing what for money, shall we, Joe? I'm ready to go, Joe. Are you? I didn't think so. The point is we are truth tellers for a reason. The reason is honesty, integrity. The reason is our God, our family, and our country. The reason is the protection of life, liberty, and property. And when you're literally giving advice that's pro-death, Joe, through your abortions to little babies and through your murdering of folks left and right via the COCO and your dishonest, quote, scientific narrative, I'm going to take you on like nobody's business, sir. You're darn right I am. All right. The CDC, ladies and gentlemen, finds that over 83% of Americans have had COVID antibodies before the Delta surge. Now, this article came out written by Newsweek. Dara Brosh is who wrote it, and it came out on 9/3/2021, so literally 3 months ago. So let me get this straight, Joe. The goal is to get antibodies in the American people to prevent COVID. You're ignoring the natural immunity that people have for whatever reason we can't fathom. That's a scientific, absolute fact. that natural immunity is better than vaccinated created immunity. In other words, God develops immunity through the human body. That's superior to your man-made immunity, sir. And for you to say different is an absolute scientific, dishonest lie. Never mind that. Whether you get your vaccination immunity from vaccines or whether you get your natural immunity from having the COVID, from an infection, either way, 83%+ of the American people, according to the CDC, even before the Delta variant, the worst variant we've had thus far, 83%+ had antibodies. Now that the Delta variant has ran its cycle, 3 months after the article was released, literally, what, 9 months after the Delta variant or the Delta variant cranked up? I can't remember the date the Delta variant cranked up. But after that, you've had two, what do you want to call it, variant strains go viral, the Delta and now the Omicron. So if 83% of the American people had antibodies before that, after the Delta variant and after the Omicron variant, what percent would the CD find, percent of Americans would have what antibodies to date? Sir, I'm telling you right now, you've got well over 90% of the American people with antibodies against the COVID right now, whether they got it from vaccines, whether they got it from the first shot, the second shot, whether they got it from the booster, whether they got it from previous infections naturally, I don't know, but you're well over 90% and you're running around with outbreaks everywhere. The Northeast, full of outbreaks. Some of the most vaccinated people in the country. You're talking about airplanes. Pilots can't even fly because they're sick, even though they've been vaccinated. You got ships, 86 ships being investigated now with, quote, infections spreading on their 100% vaccinated crews and patrons, right? It gets worse, ladies and gentlemen, because the FAA now, isn't that the Federal Aviation Administration, right? The FAA administration is breaking its own rule, which states that pilots should not fly after having taken medications that have been approved for less than a year. Okay, so pilots are not supposed to take medications that have been approved less than a year. That's according to a group of attorneys, doctors, and other experts, including a pilot who says his career ended. Why? Due to an adverse reaction from a COVID vaccine. Okay? Human rights attorney and our dear friend, Lee Dundas, she's primary author of the letter. She told this to the Epoch Times. Now, I wonder about the science, about the facts. Is the science sound that says, hey, new medications that are on the market that have been released for less than a year, pilots who take them shouldn't fly because, you know what, it could be a problem. Is that science sound? If it is, why are we not sticking with the science? Why have we jettisoned the science and we've said, even though the vaccines have not been released for a year, even though they're not really approved, they're on an experimental emergency authorization, so they've never even been approved for that matter. Why are we saying pilots must get vaccinated or they're fired? And we're also having the vaccinated, in other words, drug-induced pilots flying against scientific better judgment and against the FAA, Federal Aviation Administration, rules and guidelines. Why? See, shame on these people. I'm against this dishonesty. All right? These Omicron cases are so mild, people can't even tell if they've got the flu or the cold or the cocoa or what they've got, right? Think about that for a minute. So why is this going on, you may ask? I don't know. I just know it's a shame. It's an absolute shame. Now, Fauci is admitting that he has a nationwide plot to force vaccinations. You don't believe me, huh? You want to hear it? The headline says Fossey slips and admits to nationwide plot to force vaccinations. Here's the soundbite.
Let me ask you about something else from the president's interview with David. David asked about the vaccine, the lack of a vaccine requirement for air travel. There is no vaccine requirement for domestic air travel in the United States. And when the president was asked, should there be one, he said that his team has said it's not necessary at this point. Do you agree with that, that there shouldn't be a vaccine requirement for domestic air travel?
Well, it depends on what you want to use it for. I mean, vaccine requirements for people coming in from other countries is to prevent newly infected people from getting into the country.
Well, that didn't work, sir. The Omicron variant spread to the United States incredibly fast, even with your blockades, even with your mandate of vaccines internationally and everything else. It didn't work, sir. It didn't work at all.
A vaccine requirement for a person getting on the plane is just another level of getting people to have a mechanism that would spur them to get vaccinated. Namely, you can't get on a plane unless you're vaccinated, which is just another one of the ways of getting requirements, whatever that might be.
Requirements. Now they're not mandates, they're requirements. It's a softer term. It's a lie, folks. It's force. That's the word you need to think when they say requirements or mandates. Think force by your government. It's tyranny, folks. It denies agency, the God-given reason for our whole decision-making as individuals. Our liberty is at stake.
So, I mean, anything that could get people more vaccinated would be welcome.
Whoa!
People more vaccinated would be welcome.
Anything to get you vaccinated would be more welcome. He doesn't care what level he has to go to get you vaccinated. He's going to go for broke. Anything is fine. Liberty aside, anything is fine, according to whacked out Fauci. I couldn't disagree with him more. Fauci just literally proposed a vaccine passport for domestic air travel. Makes us wonder what other areas of our lives does he plan to implement vaccine mandates, passports, requirements, whatever word you want to use for this, right? Do you think you'll have to eventually be required to show your vaccine passport or card to go to the doctor? How about to go to the store to buy clothes, to eat in a restaurant? Oh, they're already arresting people in New York for eating in a restaurant without a vaccine card. What about exchange Christmas presents? See, this is just insanity. Anthony Fauci, quote, "We want to make sure people keep their masks on. I think the idea of taking masks off in my mind is really not something we should even be considering," says whacked out Fauci. This guy is off his rockers crazy. I mean, he really is. He's crazy. He has literally got to be stopped for the safety of the American people. We need to fire this guy. But the American people love him. He's one of the top federal people that Americans love and trust, say the pollsters. Is that true? If it is, then you're not going to get Fauci fired. If it's not true, we better double down and call that fake news for what it is, right? But ladies and gentlemen, I believe we the people can make a difference. All right? Human rights attorney Lee Dundas is the one that helped create this incredible letter to the Epoch Times, right? The Epoch Times doing a phenomenal job, in my opinion. The FAA, Federal Aviation Administration, is literally breaking its own rules. And if we're going to talk about science, let's follow the science. Was that rule for the FAA put in place for scientific, legitimate reasons of safety for the American people that are flying on airplanes? And if so, why are we jettisoning that rule? Even if the vaccine was approved, it hasn't been a year. But the fact is, the vaccine's never even been approved. It's experimental use only right now. But they're mandating vaccines and then forcing pilots to fly? Dishonesty at the highest levels, ladies and gentlemen. We're truth tellers for a reason. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. I know I've been on hard-hitting talk today, but there's a reason. They're literally violating your rights to God, family, and country, to life, liberty, and property. We got to stand up now. God save the Republic.